This is program number LW2750. Well, now, despite what you might think, it's not always easy to succeed, even when things are going well. Hi, this is Larry West. But it does make it tougher when things go bad, and there are some who succeed even in spite of the hard things that come their way. You know, usually when we think of some great person, we just naturally assume that, now, that person was one of great talent who breezed through life on a lucky break. Then when we look at ourselves, when we look at our troubles and our failures, we shake our heads and say to ourselves, I'm just a victim of bad luck. You might be surprised, though, to look at some of the famous people in history to see the obstacles that they had to overcome in order to be successful. Did you know, for example, that Julius Caesar was an epileptic? Lord Byron had a club foot. John Keats and Robert Louis Stevenson, you know of their great success with pen and paper, they both had tuberculosis. Thomas Edison, he was virtually deaf. Beethoven, the fantastic musician, believe it or not, was totally deaf. Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver, both born in slavery. And look at what they turned out to be. Franklin D. Roosevelt. The initials FDR can pertain to no other. He immortalized them. That man was so paralyzed he couldn't even walk. These men, these women, succeeded in spite of the things bad for them. This business of overcoming, frankly, is the constant theme of the Bible. I mean, the Bible says to those who are honestly friends with God, things like, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means hate what is evil, cling to what is good. And you know, that's a choice that we people make. The Bible says to the whole group of people who succeed, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Now get this. The Bible says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. It says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the sight of everybody. Then finally, in that whole series of victorious words, the Bible just sums it up. The Bible says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You might find it interesting to read those words in Romans chapter 12. That's Romans chapter 12. The Apostle Paul is the one who wrote them under the inspiration of God. He begins the whole chapter by saying that the Christian, is the one who offers himself as a living sacrifice. You know, there are a lot of people who just don't think according to the way the Bible talks about. I mean, when the Bible says not to repay anyone evil for evil, we're really prone to say that if we don't take it for ourselves, no one else is. I mean, we've got to take care of old number one, you know. But that's the point. The Bible says that number one is God. And in the face of terrible obstacles that seem to bruise us, to tear us down, the Bible says that we can be successful only when God is on our side. And we continue to serve Him by not trading evil for evil, but good for evil. Of course, God is on our side only when we're on His, you see. And we're on His only when we become Christians. What is a Christian? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is a Christian? I'd love to send it to you free of charge. The whole world talks about Christians, and we have all kinds of different interpretations. But the real challenge comes when we look at the Bible to see what the Bible calls a Christian. What is a Christian? Can I send it to you? What is a Christian? That's the name of it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.